I started the Israel Project when I was watching a lot of CNN after the birth of our first child, Max, and I was working at home and would keep CNN on in the background, as I frequently do in my offices and have for many, many years. And I would see Israel in the news, and I was disgusted, frankly, with the horrible image that they were portraying of Israel. And having been to Israel many, many times, I knew that what I was seeing on television was dramatically different than the real Israel. So my husband and I wanted to donate money to somebody who is doing something smart and something proactive and something strategic to help strengthen Israel's image. And so I did due diligence on the various charities that were in that space and found that there was nobody who was bringing cutting-edge communications skills. There was no polling or focus groups being done. There was nothing modern or strategic about how the research was being done, and everybody said it needed to be done. And since I worked in communications, everyone I talked to saying, I want to donate money, would turn around and say, well, what we need is your time and your brain power and not your money. Somebody needs to do this. And so I recruited my friend Marga Wolfson, who's a terrific philanthropist and leader. And she recruited Cheryl Schwartz, who's a young attorney and a friend of hers, and the three of us founded the Israel Project together in March of 2002. But the real founding of the first group of people that talked about it was a group of people from the Jewish Funders Network. We were at a conference in Houston, and it was a JFN conference, and Margo and I were speaking with other philanthropists. We saw that there was a shared desire for this to exist. A group of people said they would be willing to help, and we moved forward and started the Israel Project.